I'm David Brancaccio. Market players have been anxious all week that Federal Reserve officials might use a big conference that starts today to maybe hint that interest rates might have to go surprisingly higher or stay higher longer. This is the big summit of economists, academics, and central bankers convening in the Wyoming mountains. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this guide to decoding the messages we could get from Jackson Hole.
Fed watching is a delicate art. The Fed doesn't spell out what it's going to do. It gives you hints, subtle clues, dropping words from statements, changing the adjectives used to describe the economy. There are some key words to watch for in Fed Chair Jerome Powell's Jackson Hole speech.
Data.
Inflation.
Unemployment.
Supply chain.
Oil.
Russia. Soft landing.
Powell likes to say the Fed's next moves depend on the data. Things like the unemployment rate and inflation. Investors are expecting the Fed to slow the pace of interest rate hikes, even start cutting rates next year. Oxford Economics economist Kathy Busjancic says Powell needs to give markets a reality check.
If he just continues to emphasize that they can't lose, right? He's used language like that. We can't lose in this inflation fight. If he uses that language again, that's pretty strong. And maybe that will get investors' attention.
Don't look for Powell to say exactly how much the Fed will raise interest rates at its September meeting. It depends on the data, after all. And we're going to get new unemployment and inflation numbers before then. There is one word Powell won't use.
Transitory.
In his speech last year at Jackson Hole, Powell said inflation that was just starting to develop was likely to prove temporary and...
Today, we see little evidence of wage increases that might threaten excessive inflation.
Well, that didn't go as planned. Which is why former New York Fed President Bill Dudley says Powell might face a more cynical audience this year, maybe even doubts about his commitment to the Fed's 2% inflation target.
The problem is that there's a lot of skepticism about whether the Fed really means it. In other words, if inflation comes down to 3% and the unemployment rate starts drifting up, does the Federal Reserve relent?
After all, the Fed is still insisting it can achieve a soft landing, stamping out inflation without sending the economy into a recession. Chris Campbell at the global risk consultancy Kroll will be listening for the soft landing phrase. He also says, look for Powell to talk about some things that are out of the Fed's control.
Supply chains, oil and gas challenges, lack of some inputs because of the Russia-Ukraine wars.
All those things would cause, you guessed it,
uncertainty.
A word of warning, Powell won't want to make waves and spook the market. His speech could be anticlimactic, so you could just gulp a shot of caffeine every time you hear one of our keywords. Just a thought. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.